Good morning. It's March 12th, and this is your daily brief in entertainment. Here's everything you need to know. In a historic moment at the 2024 Academy Awards, Ukrainian filmmaker Mstislav Chernov's 20 Days in Mariupol clinches the Best Documentary Oscar, marking Ukraine's first ever triumph in the prestigious ceremony. This win is not just a celebration of cinematic excellence, but a poignant reflection on the harrowing realities of conflict, as seen through the lens of AP journalists in the besieged city of Mariupol during the early stages of Russia's 2022 invasion of Ukraine. The documentary provides an unflinching firsthand account of the siege, offering a rare glimpse into the devastating impact of the conflict on the city and its people. Ukrainian President Zelensky praised the film for its role in debunking Russian propaganda and bringing to light the stark reality of the siege, while director Chernov expressed a poignant wish, highlighting the film's deeper significance beyond its Oscar success. The recognition of 20 Days in Mariupol at the Oscars has sparked celebrations across Ukrainian social media, underscoring the documentary's role in raising international awareness about the ongoing conflict and Russia's military actions. Amidst the backdrop of continued diplomatic efforts for peace and increased global support for Ukraine, including defensive construction and major weapons aid from over 30 countries, the film stands as a powerful testament to the resilience of the Ukrainian people and the importance of documenting truth in times of war. In a celebration of life and music, a star-studded lineup is set to honor the late Jimmy Buffett at the Hollywood Bowl. Keep the Party Going, a tribute to Jimmy Buffett, promises an evening filled with heartfelt performances and tributes to the iconic singer who left us in September 2023 after a battle with skin cancer. The concert, slated for April 11th, features an impressive roster of musicians, including Paul McCartney, The Eagles, Brandi Carlile, Eric Church, Jon Bon Jovi, Kenny Chesney, Sheryl Crow, Jackson Browne, Zac Brown, Pitbull, Mac McAnally, The Coral Reefer Band, Scotty Emmerich, Caroline Jones, Jake Owen, and Jake Shimabukuro. These artists will share their personal connections to Buffett, recounting experiences and the impact his music had on their lives and careers. Ticket pre-sales kick off on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Pacific on Ticketmaster, with general sales following on Friday. Fans of Buffett and the performing artists will have the opportunity to secure their spots for what promises to be a memorable night. The concert not only serves as a tribute to Buffett's legacy, but also celebrates his vast influence on music and culture. His song Margaritaville, for instance, has been recognized for its cultural and historic significance, earning a spot in the 2016 Grammy Hall of Fame. Buffett's lifestyle and music also inspired the Broadway musical Escape to Margaritaville, featuring his most loved classics. 83-year-old Hayao Miyazaki's film The Boy and the Heron clinched the Best Animated Feature Award at the 2024 Academy Awards. This victory marks a significant milestone, being the second time a Studio Ghibli anime film has been honored with an Oscar, further cementing Miyazaki's legacy as a master of animation. Despite Hayao Miyazaki's absence from the ceremony, Studio Ghibli co-founder Toshi Suzuki stepped in to express gratitude for the recognition. Suzuki's remarks not only celebrated the momentous win, but also tantalizingly hinted at future projects from the studio. This acknowledgement at such a prestigious platform underscores the global impact and timeless appeal of Studio Ghibli's work. In a move that's sure to delight fans and cinema enthusiasts alike, The Boy and the Heron is scheduled for a re-release in North American theaters. This re-release is timed perfectly to coincide with the anniversary of another beloved Studio Ghibli classic, Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind, weaving together the past and present of the studio's rich filmography. Details on the exact re-release date are eagerly awaited. In a remarkable turn of events, Donna Langley's strategic gambles and leadership have propelled Universal to the pinnacle of the film industry, dethroning Disney from its long-held top spot. At the heart of this success story is a daring bet on a three-hour period drama about a physicist, Oppenheimer, which not only captivated audiences, but also swept the Oscars, securing seven awards including Best Director and Best Picture. This cinematic triumph under Langley's guidance as NBC Universal's chief content officer and studio's chairwoman has not only showcased her creative dominance, but also her commercial acumen. 2023 marked a historic year for Universal, as it climbed to the number one position at the worldwide box office, a feat not achieved in the past 8 years, and a clear end to Disney's reign. This achievement was bolstered by a diverse slate of films, notably without relying on the superhero genre. Leading the charge was The Super Mario Bros. Movie, which played a significant role in Universal's box office success. This story of strategic leadership and creative vision underscores a pivotal shift in the entertainment industry, where Universal's success challenges the status quo and heralds a new era of film dominance. With Donna Langley at the helm, Universal's future in the cinema world looks both bright and boundlessly creative. In a groundbreaking year for cinema, the 2024 Oscars marked a significant shift towards global storytelling, with non-English language films making an unprecedented sweep across major categories. This year, five such films not only challenged but also triumphed in the competition, highlighting a growing recognition of diverse narratives in the film industry. Among the victors, the French drama Anatomy of a Fall took home the Best Screenplay Award, showcasing the film's compelling narrative prowess. Meanwhile, the German film The Zone of Interest received accolades for Best Sound and Best International Feature Film, demonstrating excellence in both technical and artistic aspects of filmmaking. In the realm of animation, Hayao Miyazaki's The Boy and the Heron won Best Animation, marking a significant achievement for the revered Japanese director, who secured his second win in this category. This year's Oscars have undeniably set a new benchmark for diversity and inclusivity, celebrating stories from all corners of the globe. This has been your daily brief in entertainment. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.